This is what's happening now.
Everybody, put the blocks up.
Steven Rafflett here. You have to love Barbados because it's tropical throughout the year and lovely waters, sea waters and so on. People are very friendly and I mean that's what we do so well with tourism. The longest I've ever been out to Barbados is 6 weeks at any one time. And I'm at the point of retirement, so that speaks for itself.
My name is Yvonne Clark. I'm now living here in Barbados and I love it. I could be anywhere in the world, but I chose Barbados because it is, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best places anyone can live. The weather is beautiful all year round. We get our 80 degrees. We've got the best beaches in the Caribbean. Maybe the prices might be a little high, but you learn to live with it, and it's just a great place to be.
I'm standing in Frank Collymore Hall. It's the gala opening of the Caribbean Tales Film Festival in Bridgetown, Barbados 2010. I'm very, very happy to be here. It's work, it's not all play. There's a lot to do to report back and give you a real sense of what's going on down here in the Caribbean. But all is looking good. I've got a glass of wine in my hand. There's a big crowd and we're all ready for a great evening.
Welcome. We're going to get started.
Y'all might you.
What's up, little Bridget Yuri?
This is a support group for men to talk about their feelings about being black men in this city right now.
What are the rules?
Those came up with that.
A stray bullet, a dead boy, and one man who says enough is enough. A Winter Tale is a powerful feature film set in downtown Toronto in the heart of the Caribbean community. Its writer and director, Frances Anne Solomon, is also the brains behind this festival. Born in England to Trinidadian parents, she was raised in the Caribbean and is now based in Canada. So why Barbados?
As soon as I landed here, I felt this openness. Barbados is obviously a tourist center for the Caribbean, but it's also a business center. It's a tourist center, so there's a sense in which it's very open to the world. It's set up to welcome people from all over the world, but also it's a Caribbean business center. A lot of regional businesses are based here, and that gives it a kind of rigorousness, if you like. There's a way in which you can do business here.
Okay.
And it travels. You know, you don't feel cut off as you do in some of those little islands off, you know. And also, I said today, Barbados is 4 hours from Senegal. It's 4 hours from Africa. It's 4 hours from New York. It's 5 hours from Toronto. And it's very accessible to just about every other place in the region. It really is the center of the world, as far as I can see.
Okay, I agree, but I'm biased.
Yeah.
All right, what I wanted to ask you about as well is, well, tonight we saw The Winter's Tale, which was one of your films from 2008. Congratulations on that, really, really powerful stuff. And I mean, I was looking around the auditorium while it was playing, people were engrossed. So, I mean, you must feel very proud when you play to audiences like that. I'm at the Hilton Hotel this morning for the symposium on global distribution of Caribbean film and TV. There's been presentations this morning from Time Warner Cable of the US and Rogers Media from Canada. And the symposium is a coming together, really, of producers, filmmakers, broadcasters, government officials, various people who all have an interest in enhancing film production and distribution across the region. I'm going to go and interrupt people eating their little sandwiches and tea right now and find out why they're here.
Hi, Juju. Stephen Hill of the Caribbean International Network.
Various presentations this morning. There's a lot of people here, broadcasters, filmmakers, people trying to connect within the industry. But if there was one thing that could come out
out of an event like this for you and your business, what would that be?
I would say meeting producers who have content that I find compelling. Mm-hmm. The key to television is compelling content and distribution. If you have those two, you're going to be successful.
I think one of the interesting things that I noted down that you said, you spoke quite passionately when you said that producers of content are heroic, or the job they're doing is heroic. I think you were kind of making reference to the fact that a lot of times they're putting a lot of work in with little financial reward. But how can we change this?
Well, it's almost presently an impossible situation for producers to make money. Mm-hmm. And why I say that is because you need lots of markets where you can have your product shown. Presently, if you think about Caribbean people where they live, you have them on the northeast corridor of the United States.
Yeah.
You have them in Miami, and you have them in Toronto. Now, that's probably three corridors, but probably only one of them has a platform that's reaching out to the Caribbean people, CIN. So you can't get, no matter how good your content is, you can't get it shown in Toronto, or you can't get it shown in Miami. So you can't make money. What am I, even if I paid the producer $500 an episode, that's peanuts to probably what it cost him to make a 30-minute episode.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to me, Stephen Hill from the Caribbean International Network. Cheers.
Thanks.
I'm Annette Nias. I'm the Film and Photography Officer, Cultural Officer with the Barbados National Cultural Foundation.
One thing I've got to say to our listeners, you were one of the people that received a brilliant response from the floor when you spoke today, not only flying the flag for Barbados, I would say, but for independent women everywhere. Tell us a little bit more about your idea to basically put a cinema up in your backyard.
Well, it's certainly their problems, but I believe in facing problems. Yes, we have to lobby and whine and complain, but you also have to do something, and sometimes the very action sparks a reaction and you get what you want in the first place. So this idea, you know, because a lot of young filmmakers, they need to have their stuff married to a market. They need people to see their product. Mm-hmm. And at work, we have a very large car park. So I'm saying, well, one night I'll just turn it into a drive-in. It's going to be a full moon night. I have no money. I'm going to use some white spandex and make a screen. I'm going to borrow a sound system and run the projector through that. You know, they're going to bring blankets and so on and come outside the cars, because it's not going to be a real drive-in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show four Barbadian shorts. I'm collecting these films now and doing a little bit of a review. At the beginning, I'll show some music videos, and we have a little cafe set up, and yeah, we're just going to have a nice time.
Sounds fantastic. I want to be there.
Christopher Laird, Gaia the Channel.
So why are you here today, Christopher? I mean, I very much got a sense when you were speaking that you kind of, I don't know, you're a little bit frustrated possibly, and you have heard it all before. I wouldn't want to say you sound jaded because you're here, but I did get a sense of that.
Well, yeah, it's a fault of mine, unfortunately. I can't keep the enthusiasm up all the time. I've been in the business a long time, and I've heard a lot before and been to meetings like this, but you know, you keep on hoping, and things are changing. As I said, there's much more production now, and that might mean something, because where before you were just talking about little individual productions, now you're talking about something that could move towards building a body of work for a 24-hour presence somewhere. And I've had experience. I mean, we run a television channel for the last 6 or 7 years, which is totally Caribbean material, 24 hours a day, and I know it's possible. So all that sort of gives hope. How you get the money out of it is the real problem.
Yeah, that seems to be the key question here today. I was listening to Stephen Hill from the Caribbean International Network. He said that he described high producers of content as heroic. And that got a round of applause from the rest of the audience, but I kind of saw you cringe, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, we are heroic, but we don't eat. I mean, we can't eat heroism, you know? We're heroic because people see that from the outside. They see people who can't do anything but create stuff. That's what they're called to do. That's what makes them feel fulfilled in themselves. And they do it, and it's for very little, if no reward at all. And that could be looked at heroism, or it could be looked at as a curse.
Not the girls are tossing in their socks, and in their front and in their pants. Band.
I'm Harry Spider.
Yeah. You out to see that?
Lockdown. Yeah. Money spender.
I guess I use witchy.
There's a mystery about the vagina. So definitely there is power in the vagina.
My name is Judy Gabriel, and I just saw the screening of The Power of the Vagina in Barbados, and wonderful film, quite shocking. It had a lot of buzz because of the name, so I did see it, and very hard-hitting. It wasn't offensive, I didn't feel squirmish or anything like that.
No, because apparently the writer and director got a bit of a hard time last night at the other screening during the Q&A. Could you see anything in the film which was controversial or demeaning of women?
Not at all, not demeaning at all. I mean, controversial, I think, yes, because of the name and what we're talking about. But as you see the film, you realize it's very educational. It actually is breaking down a lot of those kinds of demystifying things about the vagina. So no, it was educational. It was great. I actually recommend this movie for a lot of people to see.
Hi, my name is Penny Hine. I mean, I just love it. And I was just talking to the young filmmaker, and he was saying that he got the best results when people get from men in bars, because they're liquored up and they can allow themselves to say things they wouldn't normally say. I think it's a lovely idea. And of course it's not exploiting women, you know what I mean? The power of the vagina is exactly what it's all about.
Ian Saunders.
Okay, you just saw the screen The Vagina as well. What did you make of it?
I think it's a very creative, very hip, very punchy type of look on the subject matter, yeah.
So you wasn't frightened by the title?
No, I love Punani, but I like it.
My name is Jemma Daniel. I'm the director and producer of the film The Power of the Vagina.
Every time I hear the title, I just have to laugh, and a lot of people definitely doing the same. But it's caused a storm, your film. Everybody in the festival has said if there's one film they want to see this time, it's got to be yours. It's only 26 minutes long, isn't it? It's a short film.
Yes, it is.
But it's a powerful film. Tell us why you chose to do a film about the vagina.
It has never been done, actually. I've never seen a film done about the vagina, or actually went into heavily research talking about the power of the vagina, or what the vagina consists of, and you know, and what people's reactions are towards when I ask them the question, do you think it has power in the vagina, you know. So it is an interesting topic. It will cause a lot of controversy.
Because you want to talk in code. You're talking about something that is supposed to be sacred. You're talking about something that is supposed to be taboo. You're talking about something that is supposed to be placed in the background. You know, don't talk about vagina and penis. You're crazy.
You got so many names on this vagina. You got Pinky, you got Captain, you got Susie, Rat, you got Susie.
That is the most powerful thing
in the world. It's the sweetest thing you have in this world.
Socially, are people quite conservative in Trinidad?
Well, people want to act conservative, actually. But I started studying. I mean, we have carnival, we have dancehall, soca, calypso, and all these art forms. It's mainly about sex. You know, Caribbean art is about sex, you know what I mean?
How comfortable were people to talk to you about this, you know, when you just approach them with a mic?
Some people were a little shy at first because, I mean, I just came up on public question asking them, do you think they have a hole in the vagina? So they smile, they laugh, you know. But they answered, mostly men answered, and men answered the question easily. Because they are heavily affected by it, of course.
One of the funny parts for me in the film was when you were going around the streets with this big placard that said vagina, and just watching some of the different reactions that you got from people. Some people laughed, some people looked horrified. Did anybody get really, really mad with you, thinking that, you know, what are you doing walking around saying this kind of slackness?
Actually, no. Actually, a woman actually, she must be a strong girl for mine. She actually whined on me while I was holding the sign. She actually danced on me. So when she saw the sign, the vagina, she just came and said, "Yo, I have to give you a dance, young boy."
Now, you're only 22. It's a massive achievement to have made this film, and I'm sure you're going to make many, many more. What, anything in the pipeline? Is it The Power of the Penis next?
Of course, we have to make something on the penis. We have to flip the script and see, you know, where the power really lies.
Away from the big talking points of the festival, such as markets and distribution, some people are more concerned about the creative process, how we tell our stories. One of them is Mahmood Patel, director of The Film Group, a production company in Barbados.
What we're trying to evolve in The Film Group, it's a way how we see the world, how we in the Caribbean walk, talk, interface with people. Like for instance, let me give you an idea. Because we live in a small island, a small space, it's very difficult for people to, like, say, if I have a problem with someone, to tell him in front of his or her face, you know, I have a problem. So we use gossip or rumor, an indirect way of communication, right? And I think we negotiate that because it's a small space, you don't actually go and tell somebody, or you don't go and fight with somebody, because you probably have to deal with them the next week, or see them again the next week, or run in the road. So what you do is that you do the indirect way of, you know, criticism. Now, what I would like to do is take behaviors like that and turn it into cinematic language, right? So for instance, you know, like even in ideas of shooting film or whatever, the idea of a close-up, to me that couldn't really work where I live, because we don't talk very close to people. Mm. There's always some kind of distance, right?
You say it'd be too intrusive to kind of have close-up shots.
Yes, yes. And I think that, so we as Caribbean filmmakers, what we have done, right, because we talk about distribution and markets and all of that is really good. But I think that one of the things we need to look at is, like, how we actually tell stories. Because then, if we can work that out and do it, we have something that we could sell, give to the world. Otherwise, we're repeating American cinema or Bollywood or just cinema in general.
Do you feel that you have to be within the industry to get anything out of this festival, or do you feel people can come and just experience the films that are on offer and the wonderful hospitality of Bajan people?
That was also part of the transference, the ability for a general audience, for you know, if you want to call it that, to walk off the street, come into spaces and watch films that you normally would not have access to. Right, I think that's another good thing that these festivals do, that the Caribbean Tales is able to do, to show another picture.
Down at the moment by the beach, where we're having a networking lunch event between 11 and 1 today. Weather is absolutely fantastic. I'm looking out over turquoise seas, crashing waves, and the rum punch is flowing. Everybody's kind of mingling, mixing and blending, trying to get to know each other. There's people from all over the world here today. There's people from Canada, New York, all the Caribbean islands are represented. I've met people from Jamaica, Grenada and St. Vincent this morning, and people really trying to connect. Everybody's here for a single purpose, really. They want to see Caribbean stories out there.
My name is Alison Saunders, and I am from Barbados. I am managing director of Blue Waters Productions, which is a film and video production company, and I'm vice president of the Barbados Film and Video Association.
Brilliant. A lot of people won't even know that that association exists. How long has it been going?
Just a year. We celebrated our first birthday Okay. Just recently.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. But we're very excited. It's been a wonderful year. A lot of things have happened. We've, in a year, in a, it's a small place with a small industry, but we have 63 members, which is quite significant for the size of our market. So we're very happy about that.
Fantastic. One thing I wanted to speak to you about, I was listening to you yesterday at the symposium, and you made a really interesting point that you said that even though it's a struggle to get Caribbean content out, you know, anywhere into Europe, into America and Canada, it can be equally as hard to, from island to island. So, for instance, putting out a Bajan film in Trinidad gets people like, what do we want to listen to that for?
Yeah,
and I remember you saying that. So, you know, just explain to us why you think it's so hard, even within the Caribbean.
Well, we've been bred on Hollywood, you know, and in Trinidad they have Hollywood and Bollywood because of the large Indian population, but pretty much that's what we've seen. We don't know about going to see our own films. For example, my film Hit for Six was the first Barbadian film to be exported at all, even outside of Barbados commercially, to actually show in cinemas. So we have to build an audience, we have to make, let people know we can do this too, and we can produce good products, and you know, it's worthy of their going to see. We don't have the promotional machinery, the global promotional machinery too that Hollywood has, with, you know, where we get a lot of cable television and you see all of the advertising and promotion for the Hollywood films, whereas we don't have those budgets, we don't have that kind of access to really create that buzz about our own stuff. So it's quite challenging actually, but we did, we were able to get it out there, and it's a start.
Andre Critchlow from Paradise Motorsports, that's my product, and I am director of a company called Pudgy Productions.
Pudgy.
Yep, Pudgy.
That's a brilliant name. All right then. So we're here, we're standing down at the beach in this lovely networking lunch event for the Best of Caribbean Tales Film Festival 2010. Tell me a little bit of why you're here.
Okay, what I'm here for is basically two things, networking and finding out what is happening in the industry, in the region. You have a lot of the big broadcasters, buyers, and the fellow producers all in one forum, as well as I'm here to pitch one of my latest, what I can call, creative geniuses. It's called Rum the Concept.
I want to know more.
Of course. Well, Rum the Concept. It's how can I put it? It's an entertaining, informative look at rum being more than just a beverage. It's more of the culture surrounding the rums. Where would you find rums? What types of rum can you get?
Which island has the best rum? Which, of course, is Barbados. You know that. So what do you think about production in the region? Where are we in 2010?
Okay, well, I think we're at a very good place. We're at that evolutionary point where we're about to break ground. The advent of communication becoming very cheap and available to everyone. Anyone can get their stories broadcasted, if you want to say that, via internet, via radio, via television, cable. All right, so it's a fantastic era. What we are seeing now in the Caribbean, from my perspective, is an emergence of what I'd like to call the grassroots producer. Michael Mora had a very successful formula, success being defined by economics and returns, with his handycam style of documentary, where you actually get to tell a story and convey a message. Right, so technology has now afforded us, in the Caribbean, as well as the rest of the world, but now in the Caribbean more so, that ability to tell our stories. My grief, and it's a personal grief, so don't hold it anything against the other producers, is not every story is worthy of telling. Not every story can be told, you know, to have a fantastic smile on someone's face or to evoke emotions. And this is part of the evolutionary process. You know, once you can wade through that abundance, trying to be as politically correct as possible, that abundance of content, you would find something that is worthy of the archives. This is an awkward stage. We have to put systems and mechanisms in place to select these things that are worthy of the archives. we don't want to stop the bad films.
No.
Or the bad productions, right? That is part of growth. That's how you learn. But we don't have the resource to bounce back from a bad production as, say, the U.S. or North America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who could make more bad films than the U.S.?
But because
of the economics and the other systems in place, they can recover from these bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't have that luxury.
I've got to say, Andre, I know that you're a brilliant audio-visual producer, ooh, but you have an amazing voice.
Ooh, brilliant voice.
You have an amazing voice.
I
think you should go into acting.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I've been trying for years now to try and monetize the voice. My colleagues of past used to call me that, the voice. I had no other identity other than this.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.
You're more than welcome. And go see the local films if you can.
Oh.
Whenever they come to your area, support these guys. You know, it's a very humble grassroots beginning, but eventually we'll get there. We'll get to the level of the M. Night Shyamalan and Spielberg and James Cameron and those guys. We will get there. I'm hungry.